The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent the other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroying those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, go out, therefore, into the main roads, and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus spoke another parable about the kingdom of God. It was about the kingdom of God that he spoke again this parable. Kingdom of God has nothing to do with earthly kingdoms and kings and palaces and armies. Kingdom of God is something spiritual. And we humans have some difficulty in understanding the kingdom of God. And that's why Jesus preached about the kingdom of God with parables, kind of examples, little stories. So with these stories, which were common to people, weddings, common things, we get to understand the beauty, the various facets of the kingdom of God. Basically, the kingdom of God has to do with our relationship with God. God loving us, and we loving God. This mutual relationship is compared today to a wedding feast. And this relationship has existed from the very beginning, from Adam and Eve. God created them, in his own image and likeness. And they relate to each other. God has loved man from the very beginning in a special way because we were made in the image and likeness of God, capable to love. And love is not forced, it's not instinct. Love is something free that you give to another person. This love of God has existed from the beginning, Adam and Eve, but was renewed throughout the ages when the love stopped at a certain point because man rebelled against God. God continued to love man. And so in Abraham, he renewed this love, and the chosen people began to reform once again. And this love story continues throughout the Old Testament, in Abraham, in the patriarchs. And at a certain point, God so loved us that he became man. He wedded our human nature. That's how much he loved us. God became man. And this mystery of love continued through the church, that Christ, the Son of God, established for the future. And people of God, the church, throughout the ages, has tried to respond to this love. And it continues. So in this context, we have this parable where Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like a wedding feast. We're invited to this wedding feast, to this mystical wedding between God and man. We are invited. Unfortunately, some people do not respond to this invitation of God. So the parable says that some had excuses, some disregarded the invitation, some did not respond at all. But God's love is not forfeited. It's not wasted. When someone refuses, he invites others so that the wedding hall will always be filled. So the story continues. He sends his servants to invite the other people. When the Jewish people failed to accept and embrace the love of Jesus, Son of God, the challenge was given to other people, to the Gentiles. Greeks, the Romans, the Europeans, the Africans, the Asians, the Americans, North and South, so that the love story of God with man continues. And today it's bigger and larger than ever it was before. And it will continue till the end of time. Throughout time, we celebrate this love of God and man, man and God, especially when we get together. Occasions like this morning, we gather around the table of the Lord, where God once again renews his love for us and we reconnect with him. We listen to the words of the Son of God and the apostles and the prophets, and we reconnect with this story that has been going on through the ages. And when we receive communion in the Eucharist, we actually get into this mystical wedding, mystical marriage, the Holy Communion. It's a spiritual reality that takes place. And we should be joyful and thankful that God has brought us into this mystical marriage throughout the ages. The parable ends this morning by saying that when the king came into the hall, he found someone who was not properly dressed, and he was thrown outside. Now the lesson here is the invitation is for everyone that wants to come. Everyone is invited. But once we get into the wedding and into this context of the love of God, we cannot remain passive and just sit down and do nothing. It is important that we get a little busy and discover what is demanded of us to participate, to benefit from this love story. We must acquire the garment, spiritual and moral garment, that is appropriate and fitting to participate in this love affair. So we have to get busy, know what God expects of us, know the commandments of God, know the customs and the traditions of the church, and do a little bit of work so that we can invite and inspire others to come and join us in this wonderful love story that God initiates and that we continue throughout the ages. So there is an invitation of God to continue being faithful and to inspire others so that the kingdom of God may really grow among us and for all eternity.